who's down and who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Oh, welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. This is our weekly And before I begin, I do have some more content available this week. I think I'm going to do a Packers-Giants preview with Carlos Ortiz.
The debut, right?
I did an episode where I did like an episode during my national show, and I was... So he popped on there, but yeah, he might join us for the post on Sunday after nice. Packers Giants, which is suddenly a must win game. Grant Bills is here, Paul Emig is here again. Our weekly, I did shift just for the Dan Shaney podcast viewers. I shifted back to the non depth perception background because I am doing a Channel 12 hit today, and I don't know if they're ready. For the DP, I'm just going to give them the SP, the short perception.
Standard.
I'm just giving them this. So catch me for 3 minutes on the 4 o'clock news if I even post this by then. Okay. Packers lose to the Eagles 10-7. Horrible game. Let me just say a couple of things, if I may. And I want to give a couple of stats. First of all, I want to respond to one single tweet that I got that I don't even know that anybody saw it, but it's just one single tweet. I had shit on LaFleur, of course.
You?
Yeah, and a guy named John said, yes, LaFleur should stop calling those drop pass plays, those batted ball plays, and the illegal formation. So it can never be... Coach is bad. Players are also bad.
Right.
It's always got to be one or the other. Because how many times have I said something about LaFleur and then it's followed up with, but Jordan Love?
You're and saying two things cannot be true?
Words out of my mouth, Grant.
Is that what we're...
I'm just saying, if I say the coach sucks, you saying, no, the player sucks, that's not a defense of the coach. So I'm saying two things can be true. But why are these plays happening? That is what we need to dig into. Why are the balls being dropped? Why are the passes being batted down? Why are so many things happening poorly on the offensive line? And I had a thought last night that I thought was very smart. If it's understandable, because he responded to the play or to the tweet that I had where I said, Matt LaFleur needs Jordan Love to play at a certain level for his play calling to work. But Jordan Love can't play at that level because the play calling doesn't work. So what Matt LaFleur is doing, and there were a couple of different people that I think Warren Sharp was a guy who had noticed through the third quarter, the Packers were averaging 3rd and 9.
Yep.
On their third downs, 3rd and 9, constantly rushing on first. You can look through and they average like 2.5 yards more per pass on first down instead of run. But we're constantly running, pass, or running, short pass. We're setting Jordan Love up to fail, essentially, is what we're doing. Yep. Matt LaFleur is not setting Jordan Love up to succeed. He is maybe setting prime Aaron Rodgers up to succeed, which he's used to, and Jordan Love is not prime Aaron Rodgers. Will he be, nor should he be.
Also, Aaron would have checked out of the majority of these LaFleur calls.
Right. So and we'll get to that. But I just think that Matt LaFleur is such a bad coach and a horrendous play caller. And when I said last week, and I put a reel up, and a lot of people are saying podcast expensive, podcast equipment should be more expensive. Because, and I said this last night on my current radio show. How many more hints can I give? Getting hired. I said this last night on my radio show that if I'm trying to make reels because reels play.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. The shorts just do, they bounce on it big time, big numbers.
But I am so much better understood in longer form.
Of course.
Long okay? form. I see.
I am much better. Like, I am, you don't get nuance from shorts.
Correct.
So if I have a shirt.
5 minutes into the podcast, this is news to me.
If I...
This is a Bart Winkler short, 5 minutes and 22 seconds.
If I say LaFleur would rather have Malik Willis be the starting quarterback, I'm not saying Malik Willis is better than Jordan Love. I'm saying when they had Malik Willis, we all thought, oh, the offense is running more smoothly. That's because Matt LaFleur was calling what he wanted to call. He wants to call conservatively. He wants to call run. And the quarterback, you still need the quarterback. But we only need you for like six or seven throws. You got to make a few. And Malik did well at that. Mm-hmm. There were some plays that he made where it's like, wow, he made this throw. So that's the kind of offense that LaFleur has really always been calling. And I do need to give more credit to Aaron Rodgers for kind of saying, not entirely, sir. I mean, I know a lot more than you, which mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever run from saying that. I mean, Rodgers has been playing this a long time. But Jordan Love needs a little bit more of that. He needs to check out when it's fourth and one and they're screaming inside zone and they know which way it's coming. He needs to call a timeout or check out on that. Jordan Love was not good last night. Right. Jordan Love was not good. I don't like when people say he's not the guy. He's not a franchise quarterback. If you don't think he's good, you can say that, but I don't like those phrasings. Because what is a franchise quarterback? Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar. And even they suck sometimes. So short story long, as I like to say, Matt LaFleur last night, what everybody saw with Matt LaFleur in the Eagles game, I've been seeing. Okay? So, yeah. Am I mad they lost? Absolutely. Am I happy that people see what I see now? 1,000 McGillion bajillion percent.
Yeah, this is a Bart Winkler victory lap. It already was after the Panthers game. It is now my first question. We're gonna do a revisiting. We're gonna take this
The picture of him trying to figure out his play sheet in the second quarter will haunt him forever.
Two things I want to talk about. One is we are going to revisit a week later the Matt LaFleur approval rating question because you guys both felt different than me that there was nothing LaFleur could do until the day he's no longer the Packers coach, in which his Packers fan approval rating would be less than 50%. I think he's testing the fuck out of that. Right? Like, for sure. The other thing I would say is I was trying to connect the dots and I decided not to do research on it. Instead, just try to piece it together while we're talking. There was a game in the McCarthy era right before he gave up play calling, or before he seriously explored it for the first time. Maybe you guys can help me. He did not know that Clay Matthews was not on the field. Does this ring any bells?
That was the NFC Championship game.
So it was the NFC Championship game. He didn't know Clay Matthews wasn't on the field because he was too consumed by the offense. And that was what first led to the serious line of questioning about McCarthy giving up play calling. Now, he ended up giving it up 11 months later at the end of the next regular season, but it was because he didn't know that. When you're the head coach who's calling, whether it be offense or defense, in this case offense, and your back is turned to the only good function of your team, the defense, and you are so not important to that function that your back is turned while you look at your tablet device and you know all the memes that have come of it, I'm telling you, I think this was LaFleur's McCarthy version of not knowing Clay Matthews was not on the field. It's such a break from a head coach being, even if you're the offensive play caller, needing to be responsible or at least aware of what is happening on the field. Like, I always find it strange when a quarterback sits on the bench.
What was he doing anyway?
I mean, again, we've...
What was he doing? Why did he need... If you have your play sheet, why do you need to go to the equipment
I'll tell you racks? Why. Because he proved so many of our points. And again, maybe for some people listening, they would say, I don't find this to be a negative trait. I very much do. He was emotional. You saw him throw the one thing the one time, and then the next time he had to get in his like little back area and like rigorously because he's too emotional. It's all consuming for him. He can't like stay composed. He's a non-composed individual in the heat of a battle. That's what he is.
And probably not a good person. I'm hoping.
I'm hoping. So I, you know, Grant, I think you and I probably had the biggest like difference of opinion last week about like, if you give up play calling, you're done. If you're, and I don't disagree.
I don't like coaches play calling to begin with. First of all,
it is strange that you would be so, in theory, so great, like Ben Johnson, let's say, such a great offensive coordinator that you elevate to head coach. And then you pretty much are just still the offensive coordinator, albeit like the guy who gives the speeches also. Like it's a strange concept. Anyway, I think this was LaFleur's McCarthy NFC Championship Clay Matthews moment where he's going to have to realize what a bad look that was. You can't, because, I mean, what percent of the credit for the defense being great? I'm going to ask you this. McCarthy. LaFleur gets 20% or less of the credit for the Packers defense being as great as it is. That LaFleur gets 20% or less of the credit for the Packers defense being as great as it is. My answer is unequivocally, it's less than 20%.
I think it's less than 2%.
He gets whatever the equivalent of an NFL finder's fee is for hiring the coordinator, which is a good, but then like, having, that's where your contribution ends.
Having Parsons dropped off at his doorstep. The point is, the only good thing of this team is the thing that LaFleur has the least zero oversight.
And then everyone's still trying to say that Micah Parsons isn't good against the run, the first pass rusher in history that we're saying that about.
They were good against the run. They have been very good against the run.
Barkley added, he had 2.3 yards a carry. Well, he also sucks.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
Today, we'll attempt a feat once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. It requires merely one thing, a SoFi personal loan. With it, you could save big on interest charges by consolidating into one low fixed-rate monthly payment. Defy high-interest debt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/stunt to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
So I would say, I think that moment for LaFleur, and I'm glad that it was on national TV. I'm glad that it became the meme that it already has because A, he deserves it. And B, it's a, I'm watching the game. I was going to say live, but that's a lie, you know, 30 minutes on delay, but live for me, I didn't know what had happened. And I said that's done. Like if I'm policy, if I'm Gutekins, like I've had several, like I'm done with this guy moments. That's one where you just can't. The optics are too poor. You just can't do it. Whether he gives up, there you go.
I would like to do a new segment, and then we'll get to Grant. Anatomy of a tweet. So I tweeted, this is the football equivalent of doing scratch-offs on the gas station counter, which Kurt Benkert liked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he retweeted it.
Well, Kurt Benkert would be a starting quarterback in the NFL if Matt LaFleur hadn't derailed his career, so I would understand that.
Do you know who I give credit to coming up with this tweet? My mom.
Wow.
My brother sent this screenshot in our family group chat, and then my mom said, it looks like he's doing lottery tickets. And then I took it one step further. And 100,000 people have seen it. So thanks to my mom.
Get that engagement money now. Attaboy.
Oh, I know. I still need more. That blue check mark really does go. Also, my tweets are no good. And Twitter can tell I'm thirsty. I do think so.
Let's do the Packers. Let's do the anything, Grant, you want to say before we do the approval rating check-in?
No, I don't think so. The iPad thing's been, sorry, the Surface Pro thing, the Microsoft Surface Pro thing has been going on for a while. Bill and Clemens have been bringing it up for like a month. Like, well, yeah, when the Packers offense isn't on the field, LaFleur's like back at the bench futzing around with his tablet.
Oh, good for them.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that they've talked about. So I don't know. I assume he does it close to every game. I don't know if he does it every drive or if it's like, all right, in the second quarter, I'm going to go back and get in my lab. I don't know. But it's not something that was unique to last night because I've heard Mike and Bill talk about it for, I don't know.
So who's like managing timeouts or challenges or.
That's what I'm saying. You can't, you just can't, you just can not do what he did. Can't do it.
Do we think he should give up play calling to be better at the, I want him less involved with the other.
I think he should just not be the head coach.
Yeah.
Well, you two have made that abundantly clear, but no, it's like, November 11th. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want him shit canned today? Yes. And Adam Stenovich?
No, yes. That's not going to happen.
That's not what he's asking. Is that what you actually want to be? And I'll give you my reasons why after you say your thing, but like 1,000% done today, gone.
I want to never see Matt LaFleur again, like even in like back video. Like I don't even want to see archives. I don't want to see his face. I don't want to see his picture. I don't want any part of him.
So, Grant, my answer is a little bit more reasoned than that.
Is that too harsh?
I'll be
Do
a
people
bit
feel that way about me?
It's your truth. Tell
this
your
is
truth.
My truth. I'm going to keep speaking my truth. Look how far it's got.
Here's my introduction, Grant, to answering your question. Jeff Hafley is somebody's NFL head coach next year. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
No, I would bet against it. No.
I don't want him to be our head coach.
I would thoroughly bet that he is a head coach in the NFL next year. I will take your wager.
What the Giants? That'll be a home run. I can see that working out beautifully.
LaFleur's already to the point of the back being turned and all the things that we've already talked about. I think if you are Brian Gutekunst, and we talked about the whole Ed policy thing last week and the lame duck status and how they're essentially in a contract year now because policy won't let them, etc. Mm-hmm. Brian Gutekunst has a decision to make. He is going to have to bet on his own future. At his dream job, the thing that he worked his way up the ladder to become the GM of the Green Bay Packers, he's going to have to say, is it worth my future to pin it that I think this will get turned around in the next 2 months? And if he thinks it can, that's either blind faith or he's seeing something or having some conversations that are obviously not for public consumption.
Well, LaFleur did turn things around 2 years ago when they were 3-6 and not 5-3. So it's not like we have no precedent that a season can't turn around in the middle.
The difference is the breathing room upon which not just LaFleur's future is pinned on, but Gutekunst's.
Sure. Okay.
So even in that season where if LaFleur doesn't turn things around, Gutekunst is not asking for a contract extension in March.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's precedent. We've seen it before. So sure. He has some reason to think that that could happen. Don't cast it off like there's not a chance in the world.
So if you want to take issue with saying like blind faith, okay. I mean, I guess that's a fair counter.
I got one for you.
All I would say is if it was me, again, not privy to all the stuff behind the scenes and the conversations that they're having, I'm not pinning my ability to stay Packers GM on what's currently happening.
Sure.
I would pivot. I would also want to be able to say, as Brian Gutekunst, I think there's a good chance our next head coach is our current defensive coordinator. There's at least a chance of that. I think there's a chance of that.
No, this is like Jim Bates all over again.
No, but if you, I don't agree with that. If
Jim Leonard.
If your question
Where is he? Where is he? Is he down here? Is he up there?
Where'd
he go? Jim?
The question would be like, oh, gosh, the DP.
Where's Jim?
The question is often, okay, so who are you going to replace LaFleur with? And I think if you even have like a 40% chance that a soon-to-be NFL head coach is already in your building, if this season goes sideways to the extent that it's currently going, LaFleur doesn't get extended, right? Right, mm-hmm. Obviously. Hafley is either retained by a new head coach, which is really unlikely. The new head coach would ask to bring in his people. And even then Halfley might say, well, LaFleur is my guy. So even if Halfley Halfley can only get another defensive coordinator position, is it with the Packers? Is he good enough that you would sacrifice whatever to say, hey, we want to give this guy a chance? Didn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past offseason, when Liam Cohen was going to go to Jacksonville, didn't their owner try to like fire, I forget all the minutia of it, but he was like, oh no, what if we actually hire you to be head coach and then we'll fire and then we'll move these pieces around. Was Liam Cohen worth that as a coordinator? Which we talked about the Lions doing that. Should they have just let Ben Johnson be the head coach and partner with Dan Campbell? Obviously, no.
Glasses Campbell's calling those plays pretty good.
Anyway, all of it to say,
pretty well.
Gutekunst today, tomorrow, next week, his future with the Packers hinges on this season turning around, or he, like LaFleur, I don't think, and maybe you guys can disagree, I don't think one of them is going to be brought back and the other not.
Oh, okay. Well,
a Giant style?
Right. No, I'm saying the opposite of that. I'm saying I think, considering they're both up for an extension at the exact same time.
No, Goody's fine.
I don't agree with you.
That's fine.
You think Goody is like safe?
Pretty safe.
Grant, do you agree with that? I see these two guys as being like, they each get extended or neither get extended.
Why are they together? I don't know the Packers corporate strategy on that.
Goody didn't hire LaFleur. Mark Murphy did.
Okay.
Didn't he?
I don't know.
Didn't he the last candidate scheduled?
And this O-line.
We got to call Jim Caldwell again.
This O-line kind of sucks, and they've put two premium picks into it the last 2 years and signed a big free agent and moved a guy over, and it sucks. And both of their free agents this year suck.
Mm-hmm. They're wide receivers.
So then ultimately, again, I want to make this.
They have two kickers on the roster, and the better one doesn't play and takes up a roster spot.
Very stupid, which we should also get into. But
so Matt LaFleur only kicked the field goal because of the first initial kick, by the way, also.
I mean, that would
he said, well, it was short. But then they didn't go for the 50-some-yard field goal earlier in the game. They punted.
Of all the things in this game to bitch about, that's at the bottom of my list.
Let me.
No, please.
Let me. As we all do, we have different group chats. I had a friend today send me the message regarding your approval rating.
Mm.
He said, I think I underestimated how angry the fan base would be over last night. LaFleur is in deep shit. So let me throw out this scenario for you, because your boy
at Pro Football Talk at a national level is now in this.
Well, they're shining, but that's only because Schneidman asked the question.
That was just aggregating Schneidman's. There was nothing to that. I popped that open and like, there's nothing.
The point is, it is now a national. It went from a local.
Well, hey, let me give Infrastructure Week props to Schneidman for asking the question about his job security.
Yes.
100%. Also on Schneidman, love his work. He tweeted earlier on in the day, I can't wait to either be ready to fire LaFleur or crown him the best coach ever tonight. And then they lose, and he fucking writes a story about how he should be fired. So, like, oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to mute.
And then someone was like, oh, the beat writers suck. And then they all pitchforked. We did it. No, Schneidman asked the question. You guys don't get all the credit for Schneidman asking the question.
Correct.
Here's what I will say, because Matt LaFleur is not – there is no emergency pod this week for Matt LaFleur being fired. He is not going to be fired today. He is not going to be fired tomorrow. He is not going to be fired at all this season unless lose to the Giants.
I was going to say.
Lose to the Giants on Sunday, there is no conceivable way he can coach again, right?
No,
you can't.
No, let's Grant, who's I think the staunchest against this whole idea.
Big Blue, Grant, baby! Big Blue, Big Blue!
Grant, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the score, Packers lose to the Giants, LaFleur is coach next
week. He's out!
Or, mm-mm.
First of all, I would just like to say, I'm not the staunchest LaFleur defender. I just don't...
Among the three of us.
I don't abide blaming Matt LaFleur for everything that's wrong with his team, so you guys can go to...
Oh, but the Packers are in first place! Oh, but they're 5-2-1! What are you fucks saying now? I told you. What are you fuck saying now? Oh, they have a winning record. Oh, suck my nipples. They don't have shit. They suck. The coach sucks. And guess what? Soon the coach is going to get fired, and then I'm going to have to face a harsh truth. Jordan Love isn't as good as I thought.
There you go. You guys suck on your fire Matt LaFleur binkies just to feel better about how maybe Jordan Love isn't that good and how this team has a lot of
loss. It's the definition of the word good. Is he Aaron Rodgers? No. Does he need to be? No. Did they do the right thing? Yes. Did they do it too soon? Maybe.
Also, and this is where I would answer your question, Grant, or even just your general statement. Has Jordan Love had an opportunity to show whether he's good, bad,
no.
average? I don't think he has.
Yes. Nope. Yes.
No. And I mentioned
last night is not Jordan. Now, I wish you would have called the timeout and I wish we would have led Watson the other way. But Jordan Love is also throwing on 3rd and 9 all the time with a shitty offensive line to cornerbacks who can't catch the fucking football.
Sure. But to say he hasn't had a chance.
I'm saying
he's had in those circumstances, better quarterbacks do get a victory.
I'm a top three quarterback, perhaps.
Sure. So where's the line? What's acceptable?
What I'm saying on not getting a chance is, again, I mentioned him last week. Like, I enjoy Orlovsky's QB analysis, right? He said this morning, I was watching the clip, about something we have said, which is that Jordan Love is playing with, handcuffs or whatever the right. Like, he's not being allowed to quarterback the team. It's an extremely, to the conservative approach, to the point that can you truly analyze the level that he's good, bad, average? And I don't think we know that answer with clarity. I think we have hints, and he's got his ups and he's got his downs, but I think we're still missing a definitive answer because of the way in which he's being game managed or whatever you want, play called. You want to do the LaFleur approval rating?
Sure.
Let me first tell you the Happy Place Hemp approval rating, which is 100.
Wow, you're so good at those segues.
I am. The seltzers, by the way, primo. Look, I've been taking the gummies a long time. I've been using them to help me sleep. And I'll be straight up, I'm replacing seltzers for alcohol. That is what I'm doing. And I'm very happy about that. One, I'm not an asshole. Two, doesn't make me tweet at people that I hate, even though I might need them in the future in this business. Three, I'm just looking at Grant the whole time. Three, I remember everything the next day. Seltzers, Happy Place Hemp. They got different varieties, 5, 10, 20. You can check them out, order online, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. You can go with the gummies. You can go with the tinctures. You can go with the balms. I'm still giving them credit, as I should, for curing my mysterious case of, is this gout? I just rubbed some cream on my groin, and my bad feeling went away. Happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART. All right. God, I always do this. Do we like this better?
No. God, no. I feel like I'm on a round the horn.
What about this?
This I is like fine. That better.
There we go. With my graphic design as my passion background.
I'm going to answer. Let's do the approval question. But first, Grant, you didn't answer it. Packers lose to the Giants regardless of the circumstance. LaFleur is the coach next Wednesday. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Probably not.
Oh, so this is a job on the line game.
It's the NFL.
I love your answer. I support your answer.
Let me give you my answer on the Matt LaFleur approval rating, if I may. If the population of the town is more than 1,000 people, Matt LaFleur's approval rating is in the 20s, maybe 30s.
Nice.
If the population of the town is less than 1,000 people, Matt LaFleur's approval rating is in the 70s or 80s, and they all hate Jordan Love.
Let me tell you why only the first of those two matter. A sample size has to be at least 1,000 for it to be relevant. So, therefore, his approval rating is in the 20s and 30s. Go ahead. You need enough sample size for it to be statistically relevant, but continue.
What if it's 999? I would argue that 999 is 1,000 just the same way that 99 is actually 100.
Sure. Thank continue you. With your point.
That's a math quorum. I like math. I like numbers. Until I got the trigonometry and they made us measure the track outside and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
So that's how I got Mr. Ken Laced. Ken Laced at Goodrich High School. That's how I got into a lot of the music I got, including but not limited to Bob Seger. He'd be like, all right. And he also said, closeness only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, slow dancing, and nuclear weapons. Anyway, Ken Laced. I think he passed away, though.
So you're saying the smaller the town, the more blind the Packers fandom?
Maybe he didn't. People see, and this is not a knock. This is not whatever you're reading into it.
I would almost argue it's the opposite.
I just feel like in smaller communities, they gather for Packer games and go to the bar and there's ham sandwiches and a potluck.
That sounds fucking awesome. So
yeah, it does.
I don't know what's coming next, but it better make your point because that just sounds like I want to be there.
In bigger communities, we're more isolated and into our screens. You know, actually, the more people there are around us, the more lonely I feel.
We're more connected than ever, but we've never been this lonely as a human race.
And you're monetized to be alone and on your screens. You, the American worker, is monetized to be alone, even us three right now.
The proletariat.
But when you're in a smaller community, there's more of a desire to want the Packers to be good because of your personality is more hopeful and joyous. When you're in a bigger community like me, living in Milwaukee proper,
Cap.
Sure.
Continue.
I have a Milwaukee address.
Yes. Well, I don't care.
If you send a house to my address, Milwaukee, it'll get here. It will get here. You can't say the same about you guys. Losers! Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I would the idea that the farmer in Chilton looks at Matt LaFleur and is like, sharp guy, leader of men. Love that man. Like, I don't know.
See, the thing that part about what you were saying.
No. I'm just telling you. There's less of, they don't like people criticizing the Packers.
Sure.
Meanwhile, and maybe it's not all like maybe the town cutoff is the bad example. And somebody asked me, why do I hate small towns? I absolutely do not. I absolutely do not.
Milwaukee elitist.
If I could do my life over and pick any, like, okay, you can't live the life you just did. Where do you want to grow up? What do you want to grow up in? I would say, without question, a small town in Texas of about 800 people. And I want to marry the farm girl next door and play high school football and take over my dad's oil company.
Well, that's the glory days right there, Texas high school football.
Or be a chef like Bobby Hill. I want to be Bobby Hill, essentially, is what I want to do. I want to be Bobby Hill from King of the Hill.
I know who you meant.
Uh-huh. Have you seen the new updated King of the Hill? It got renewed, by the way.
I have not.
Yeah. He lives in his home now. He's like 900 pounds. I only watch the pilot. Network TV.
Your cadence is unbelievable. Paul, what's on your mind?
Well, no one's talking.
I was trying to fill in the gap, and then you kept going with Bobby Hill.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock.
Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
And I might have lost the train of thought, but I think that I think what you were saying that resonated with me is like, we all have different ways. To root for a team. And it's about how we get there. So you're like, you always want to cheer for the Packers. You always want to cheer for the Bucks. He's on mute. He's pointing to his mute button. How we get there. So it's like, if I was saying a year or two ago, like, I think the best thing for the Bucks is to trade Giannis. It's like, how you know, why would you think that way? Why would you? Because I think the best path to them, whatever. So it's like, you're not less of, I mean, I know people think this way. What Bart's saying is accurate with some people. I think what should be understood is like, if you are standing at, you know, and pounding the table for firing LaFleur today, you are not less of a Packers fan. If you wanted to trade Giannis 2 years ago or now, you're not less of a Bucks fan.
That's fair.
If you want like the long-term best for the future. And if you are just done with a coach or you think that the window for an NBA franchise is closed, I'm not saying I do anymore. I'm pretty excited about where they're at. So maybe I'll regret that thought. Still don't know if they're an NBA championship team, but it's like with the LaFleur thing, I think what Bart's saying is true. I would just remind people.
Some people don't want if you want to fire LaFleur, they think you don't like the Packers.
See, I think there are people that
it's
think
because
that.
I love the Packers, I don't want to see this guy ever again on that sideline.
And that's how I am. If you want what's best for them, sometimes you go through the difficult decisions to help you get to where you want to be.
Like sometimes people get in a breakup and then all of a sudden they lose 30 pounds and they've never been happier.
Yeah, and LaFleur would be hired in 3 seconds. The Matt LaFleur approval rating, Grant, is what?
Do you know that there are scouts for other teams that just like they bought one of those homes across Lambeau? I think the Panthers coach or somebody's one of the Panthers executives is there, a Dolphins executive. They're just like bunking and they're going to run to Lambeau. The moment that LaFleur's key card doesn't work, they're going to sprint to Lambeau to see who can get LaFleur first to be the coach of their team. It's wild. I mean, he would be fired so quick. They actually have to. Matt LaFleur is the only coach that has SEC style state troopers walk with him off the field after games because of how much he's in demand from these other teams.
Under 50%,
which is why nobody ever heard of him until the Packers hired him.
Bart interrupted a great thing. Go ahead, Grant, say more.
No, under 50%. I think after Sunday, yeah. I think a lot of it is angry Packers fans. Our team is losing and our quarterback might not be as good as we thought. And maybe we don't have the talent, but it starts at the top with Matt LaFleur and he hasn't been good enough. And I would say, yeah, under 50%.
Which again,
so remember when I rooted against the Packers, against the Dolphins on Christmas, because I wanted Aaron Rodgers out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm rooting for the Giants this week?
Oh,
You better not be.
No, hold on though.
Is Bart Winkler rooting for the Giants?
Don't lower yourself to this.
Grant is being dismissive. We just got done saying you can be a fan and root for a bad result to get you to a better.
I was going to go to this game and now I'm mysteriously not.
The hints don't stop, won't stop. Grant, when something gets you to a better outcome, do you take the pain in the moment?
You are a bad fan if you cheer against your team when they're 5-3-1 and have Micah Parsons.
Are we willing to nuance this though, Grant, and to say there's a difference between rooting for the loss and then when the loss happens, being perfectly fine with it? Is there enough nuance there?
Of course, there's a difference there.
Okay. So can you root for them and when they lose, being like, oh, this is it?
Maybe. Yeah, that's different. Okay. You don't cheer against your team. Your NFL team. That's so lame. Do that in the NBA. Play with your mock draft simulator and go look at, you know, European 17-year-olds.
Bart, to be clear, that Dolphins game that you mentioned with Rodgers, did you cheer against them or were you just happy with the outcome when it happened?
Oh, no, I cheered against them. I talked about it all week. I said I want them to lose. I want them out of here.
It's pathetic.
And I was at my in-laws and they're like, what are you doing?
Remind me, was anything
there? They're all Bears fans.
There was no postseason on the line, right? That was already done at that point.
There was postseason on the line.
No, I think that's when then they played the Lions.
Oh, right.
Because then I rooted for the Packers again because now they had a. And I'm like, okay. And I went to the game.
And then
remember, you know, the I was in the nice seats. And then
Yes. This part.
Basically, when you're in the box seats at Lambeau, you're sitting here and Wayne's screaming in your ear, and Larry's actually like on your lap screaming. They're like, blah, 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 because that thing is so loud. I did talk to somebody in the Packers about that. I wonder if they changed it.
Do we want to say anything
about... I'm not rooting for the Giants, Paul.
I'm not either, but even Grant agrees. Upon a loss, if there's
a loss...
Well,
he's the one wearing big blue.
Oh, he I don't want my team to fire their coach.
It's wearing the pink because that's the color of the slip. I want to see in Matt LaFleur's locker.
It's like in The Big Short when Brad Pitt yells at the kids. He's like, we just bet against the U.S. economy. I want my team to win, you a-holes. I want them to win.
And you should want them to win a Super Bowl, not week 12 against the Giants.
Yeah, I want them to win a Super Bowl this year, not in 4 years when all of your little dynasty draft picks line up and you hire the nerdy offensive.
They would not be out of the playoffs losing this game. The season is not over if they lost this game.
It's getting pretty dicey. Yeah.
I mean, they have 5 division games remaining. 5.
It is getting pretty dicey.
They control their own destiny. Win your division.
That Bears games. Win did not help.
That was hilarious to watch unfold. Do we? This has been obviously extremely anti-LaFleur, which now approval rating wise, we are in the majority.
Do we not talk enough about Love?
No. I do.
He's great. What do you mean? He's being held back.
I mean, he
everyone's letting him down. What do you want him to do? Exactly. He hasn't been given a chance.
Do we need to? The only thing, I'm going to push past this and just say, we need to address the
quarterback?
I think we've said the thing within the LaFleur thing. No?
Okay.
The kicking thing and the this is a gross mismanagement of resources. Really, as it relates to the kicker.
Why are they so like? So better, why do they owe McManus that they're doing this?
For the listeners, that was Grant saying on the mismanagement of resources.
McManus owes them. He was not picked up by anybody. And then the Packers were so desperate for kicker, they're like, oh, I guess I'll take this guy.
It's not his fault, McManus's fault. He's literally trying to tell people through the media, I'm not healthy. He talks to Troy Aikman, I'm not healthy. Yeah. And then LaFleur's like, yeah, I mean, I think he's a kicker. He's fine.
So is that on Goody or is that on Matt?
That's on LaFleur. He's making the 53 decision.
Where's Goody with his impact? Why isn't Goody like, so all Goodykins can do is put another kicker on the roster and be like, I hope Matt picks him today.
This is literally Moneyball, where like then the Brad Pitt character has to come down and be like, I'm literally going to trade my first baseman then because you won't play the correct first baseman. Yes, that is the case here.
Well, that's stupid.
Is he deferring to Rich Bisaccia on this?
Which would be even worse.
I agree. You're the head coach, Matthew. You're the head coach.
Packers are currently 5-3-1.
Correct.
The 49ers are 6-4 in the 8th seed.
Missing all of their good players, including their quarterback.
The Bears at 6-3.
I'm actually not that worried about the Bears.
No, but they're there, and we got to play them. So it's not – nothing's – you know, we're not –
we get to play them. Look at it that way. They have all of their division games in front of them still. They have so much opportunity to still make hay.
Yeah, and I'm looking at these other teams like Cardinals, Falcons, Commanders. None of them are going to make a run. What the hell happened to it? Why is Atlanta bad?
Because they lose by like a point or two every game. Here's the part I said there was a
I mean, I hate to say this, but thank God the Panthers lost to the Saints. Jesus Christ.
Your boy Shuck. Bart, I said I had a barter meter idea for you that we could play out in real time, and you're hitting on it perfectly, so let's go to that.
Long form or real time or both?
All of the above.
Okay.
How many teams deep would you have to go if I said you get to in order?
I think I did this one like a month ago.
You think you know where I'm going with this? I've not told you yet.
I'll finish. Maybe we'll find out.
If there were 8.
You guys are getting spicier. Travis Hunter's out for the year if anyone has him.
Correct.
I saw that. If you could like. You get to pick one team who's going to win the Super Bowl, and you know you get the field or this one team. Who's that one team? Who's the most likely team to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, Super Bowl! No, I'll do that one. That's a good one.
No, but so it is a good one. And we're going to go down the list. I think we should get our 1 through 8. But what I want to also then get to is what number would the Packers be? Like, how you go, okay, they're clearly not the most. You wouldn't pick them. Like, if I get the Packers or the field.
Oh, did you get that email?
I did not.
Elton Jenkins is on IR.
Oof. I mean, not expected after being carted off, but.
Right.
Good. Now we've catered to everyone who listens to this podcast for their breaking news.
Right.
This pre-recorded podcast.
It's non-live.
So you're right. Saying how
that's
many.
That's going to be news to somebody. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care.
Yes, Grant. That's what I'm saying. So should we go through 1 through blank until we get to the Packers? Of like the most likely team to win the Super Bowl.
So we're just doing power rankings.
I don't want to think of it in like the present day tense as much as I want to think of it as like what they actually do in a playoff game in an AFC or NFC championship game to actually win a Super Bowl matchup, which I do think is a different exercise.
Okay, who's won? Chiefs.
Okay. I don't have my list like ready, but I think that's totally fair. So I think we can move on. Who's second? I'll give you some contenders to consider. Eagles too?
Yep.
Is that just because like there's really no one else in the NFC that you would seriously?
What do you say, 3? I might wager Seattle.
Rams.
Okay. Rams or Seattle? Detroit? I'm
I don't trust them in the playoffs.
I don't trust anyone after the Rams in the playoffs. We're constantly told we can't trust Jordan Love. Well, then we can only trust Mahomes, Stafford, and Hurts. And nobody else, because nobody else has ever done it either.
The teams for consideration, Seahawks, Rams, Buccaneers, Lions, Eagles. I mean, it's funny we say the Chiefs as number one. They are third in their division. Broncos, Chargers ahead of them. Colts at 8-2. No one from the AFC North, unless you want to say the 4-5 Ravens. Patriots, Bills. Is
Patriots
every team I just named a more likely Super Bowl winning team than the Packers?
I'd take the Patriots over the Bills and the Ravens right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
I would.
I'm not taking the cheese on the Bills. Oh, this is the year that Josh Allen will do it. Sure.
Well, not after this past weekend. Then that's a much tougher sell.
How about I do 8 teams currently in the playoffs that will not win the Super Bowl?
Hit us.
Go for it. I was trying to do your work for you, but if you want to take it a different route, that's okay.
Well, am I just doing teams already in the playoffs?
Well, I just think you would say, again, like the 8 or 10 most likely teams to win the Super Bowl, irrespective of odds. Like, not trying to be like, oh, the odds.
Okay, Chiefs, Eagles, Seahawks.
Rams.
Rams should be higher.
Patriots?
No.
Colts?
No.
Chargers?
Why not the Colts?
Broncos?
Fuck no.
Who was the Broncos? Was the fuck no? Yeah. I'm just either 8-2.
Why not the Colts?
Yeah, why not the Colts? Honestly.
They haven't played anybody.
Daniel Jones has more playoff wins than Justin Herbert.
I do believe the Colts have the best differential in the NFL by a lot. Yes, they do. Plus 115, the Colts are.
Good coaching staff. Lots of talent.
That's really hard.
This is why I don't understand why you guys want to fire the coach and punt the season. There's like,
I don't think firing the coach punts the season.
We're trying to save the season.
That's exactly correct.
Sex to save the friendship.
Grant, your number 2 NFC team, would you go, Grant, in the NFC specifically, would you say most likely team to win the Super Bowl from the NFC is Eagles 1, Rams 2?
Rams 1, Eagles 2.
Rams 1, Eagles 2.
Yeah, Grant will not give up his Ram it.
And by the way, I think Grant's Rams.
Why would I? They look incredible right now.
At this point, all of his Ram stock is paying dividends.
So. We are Ramily. I'm a little bit off on the Bucks. They're banged up, but I could hype that back up.
And the Buccaneers will still be fine to win their division. So they're in the playoffs if they can get healthy by then.
I think Rams, Eagles, Lions.
Rams, Eagles, Lions.
Who's the second AFC team?
I mean, even Chiefs is obviously debatable at 1. I'm going to say Chargers.
Colts.
I like the Colts too. I fully support your Colts take.
you would like the Chargers. All potential, all names, never proven anything on the actual field of battle. Yeah, it's
excuse me. Their head coach just
come on. Iguodala is basically LaDainian Tomlinson. Yeah.
Their head coach just won a national championship 3 years ago.
Their head coach is good. Their head coach is good. He was good last year too. Didn't really help him in the playoffs. I don't know
if the Patriots
threw four picks. People forget
if Herbert played for the Cowboys, would everyone think he's Dak Prescott? Just different.
They would think he's Mahomes, Josh Allen,
with no playoff wins to his name, including a 27-point lead blown to Trevor Lawrence, who sucks ass.
Yeah, he's not good.
He escaped so much heat because he plays the Chargers. They're fun. They're wacky. And when they lose, no one cares. But when they win, ooh, look, Harbaugh, Herbert. I don't know.
Do you know who I haven't heard one single criticism or, like, what's the opposite of criticism?
Praise?
Yeah. Good.
Well done.
Has anyone talked about Cam Ward at all this season? He was the number one pick.
He plays for the Titans.
No one gives a shit about him.
I mean, the good news is, like, unlike Caleb Williams, right, back-to-back years of a number one pick, that guy.
Caleb's good. Sorry.
He also has my boy Ben Johnson running his offense now. And tons of receiving talent. Caleb Williams has tons of receiving talent.
All right. Well, I'll think that over.
Ward has Alec Iomanor.
Chimere Dike.
Good player. Good at Wisconsin.
Did he leave the last year? Did he go to Florida with Mertz?
Yeah, that sounds right. You notice all the Steelers players, TJ Watt says Pewaukee in his Sunday Night Football intro, and Keanu Benton says Racine. They don't say UW anymore. They don't say Madison.
Why would you?
Hey, they got to win.
That's so lame. Oh, we're so ashamed of our program, we won't even say it on our Sunday Night Football NBC intro. Like, okay.
You should be ashamed.
I would say Bart Winkler, Roseno Elementary.
Actually, yeah. Grant, what would you do?
Grant Bills, St. Joseph's Catholic. I don't know.
I would say something stupid. Like,
it Bart would Winkler, not be something Charter weird. Communications.
Yeah, if I grew up in Sheboygan, I'd say something else too, Paul.
Like your elementary school or like, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul and Kohler Blue Bombers.
Tam, let's put that up as a show poll question. We'll ask the pros and then we'll read the best responses later. What would you say if you were a Sunday Night Football intro? What would you say? 888-797-979. 888-799-9779. No, that'll be fun. We'll get a lot of engagement and then never bring this up the rest of the show. All right. Coming up next, a beat writer from a blog that's trying to make it, and we think he's good. So we're going to give him some hits just in case he does make it. We won't have to pay him when he writes for the paper. That's coming up next on the Bart Winkler Show.
To be fair, you always do a great job, and I support you in most times, pushing back against like radio stereotypes. This would be a good, I'd be interested in this one. So you're dumping on one that I actually would like to hear.
I did a Twitter poll last week.
You did.
What sounds weirder, Indianapolis Pacers or Indiana Colts? That was a good one.
I heard you talk about it. I didn't see the poll.
It was like 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Indianapolis Pacers. I think my answer.
No way, it was 50-50. Holy shit. Bart, that's amazing. That's incredible.
The correct answer is that the Indiana Colts sounds stranger.
What about the Phoenix Cardinals?
Ooh, Asante Samuel signed with the Steelers.
The Steelers?
Steelers practice squad.
Well, they can do that, and then you can bring them up for like a few weeks. That's Nick's called a little roster manipulation.
Bye.
Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.